It is time once again for our Rural Intelligence Report, ruralintelligence.com with Mark Williams, of course, ruralintelligence.com, the one place really to go to get everything you need to know about really what's going on in our area, whether something's coming up, whether something is being held or was held, and you want to see what happened, and a great chronological calendar of events that are very easy to find and navigate. And every week we welcome Mark Williams. Mark, nice to speak to you again today.
Hi, morning to you, Marshall, and we have a lovely wide selection of ideas for people to attend this week. There's a lot going on, and it's just but a big selection of different things.
All right, we'll start off on January 23rd, of all places, in Rhinebeck, New York, at Oblong Books and Music with Jamie Catgallon.
Yes, well, this is the best-selling author, Jamie, who will discuss, and she's going to be signing copies of her new book, which is called Parisian Charm School, French Secrets for Cultivating Love, Joy, and That Certain Je Ne Sais Quoi. And Jamie is the author of a whole series of best-selling books, some of which I'm sure you and I haven't read, but sound like French Women Don't Sleep Alone. There's Bonjour Happiness and Ooh La La, French Women's Secrets to Feeling Beautiful Every Day. So I'm not sure it's directed so much at you and I, Marshall, but her latest book, Parisian Charm School, and I won't go through the whole long je ne sais quoi thing, was released on January the 2nd. It is hot off the presses, and she's really been a tremendous success. Her books have been published in 21 countries. She's been featured in the New York Times, Vanity Fair, and Time. But what makes it special for us is that she is a Bard College graduate. She lived in Europe, obviously in France as well. She lived on the Cape. She lived in Los Angeles, where actually she earned an MFA in screenwriting, and she worked with Meg Ryan, actually. But I can report that she's actually happily back in the Hudson Valley, as she and her husband, who's a former climate change scientist, are the owners of La Belle Farm in Valencia. Anyway, they've lived here since 2015. And by the way, so go along to Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck on Tuesday the 23rd. It's about 6 o'clock in the evening. Listen to the presentation or whatever it is. But before you do that, do go to ruralintelligence.com. Put in the search section, Jamie Catgallon. And you'll see that we did a recent little story about her, an interview, which you might find really helpful and give you a bit of an idea about her and her personality as well.
Well, on the 23rd, let's head to Pittsfield, the Whitney Center for the Arts. They have a big Puerto Rico fundraiser.
Yeah, 3 months ago, Hurricane Maria, first made landfall in Puerto Rico. And still to this day, thousands of homes are still getting by on sort of makeshift power. And there are blue tarps, if you look at the news reports, blue tarps covering damaged rooftops. And the 3 million residents are really still having a rough time of it. And now the government just seems to be pulling out, has really failed on its job one way and another. And in Pittsfield on the Tuesday, as you say, the 23rd, the Whitney Center of the Arts is having a Puerto Rico fundraiser with Puerto Rican food. There's going to be raffle prizes. I think what's going to be really attractive to a lot of people is it's going to be a sing-along with Sarah Lee Guthrie and the Hoping Machine. There's going to be samba music. There's going to be a book reading and signing with Jana Lies and all sorts of other things going on. So, and all the proceeds of this event go directly to a not-for-profit in Puerto Rico. So the idea is for the community to really come together. They can eat obviously delicious food, listen to a wonderful and incredibly up to wonderful stories and sort of things that are going on. And you can buy a book, have it signed by the author. You can sing along, I think, with Sarah Lee Guthrie, which will be fun. There's some dancing, and it's all for a very, very good cause indeed. It starts at 6:30, Tuesday, January the 23rd, in the Whitney Center for the Arts in Pittsfield.
We'll head to Lenox on January 24th, Art on Tour Gallery Series.
Yeah, this is Community Access to the Arts, or CATA, and we've talked about them before. They are the organization in our area that nurtures and celebrates the creativity of people with disabilities. and it encourages them to enjoy and experience all sorts of visual and performing arts. And they have an Art on Tour gallery series. And on Wednesday, January the 24th, they're actually having an opening event reception at Kimball Farms in Lenox. And the actual exhibit, by the way, started on January the 17th, and it runs through February the 28th. And it features artwork by Qatar artists, and they have disabilities. And these artists are all throughout Berkshire County and further afield as well into parts of New York State as well. And so these are all stylistically different, and it's a way they can express themselves, which in many cases they can't do in other ways as well. The works are all framed, professionally matted, and they're all available for sale, obviously, with the proceeds really helping Qatar take its art forward. And so that's really lovely. So this event is the opening reception, and you get to have a drink and wander around. Now, I will tell you one thing. Because Kimball Farms is limited in terms of the size and whatever, if you want to go, you're going to have to make a reservation. So check in on the Qatar website. You can get there, obviously, via Royal Intelligence, and they'll give you all of the details of how to get there and make you sure your name is on the list. So it's a wonderful event. That's Wednesday, January the 24th, Kimball Farms in Lenox.
On January 26th, you can journey to Hudson, New York.
Yeah, you know, often a lot of antiques sales are of the items that are really very grand, but not necessarily great for decorating your own home. But Stair Galleries is actually having a Friday evening event where they are an auction, where they are going to be actually focusing on modern design. So this is modern interior products, chairs and furniture and whatever, and there's going to be modern lighting as well, decorations and fine art, and I think it's going to be really across the board in terms of pricing. So if you are interested in decorating your house with some of the, or your home with some of the modern art that's around, this is definitely something that you might want to think about. That's Stair Galleries in Hudson on Friday, January the 26th, and the sale starts at 6 p.m. And as you know, I love going to a good auction. There's nothing more fun than seeing items come under the hammer. So that's good fun.
We'll move on to Great Barrington, January 26th and 27th, the second annual Radius Playwrights Festival.
Yeah, this is something we've sort of mentioned in the past, but not really concentrated on. And it is really, I think, really coming through. It's the this event on the 26th and 27th is the second annual Radius Playwrights Festival of with Berkshire Playwrights Lab. They're going to be presenting a stage reading of six short plays, which are written, directed, and acted by local talent. Now, Berkshire Playwrights Lab is really making a real contribution to the area in a field that hasn't been covered so much by other organizations. So it was founded in 2007 by four friends. And the whole idea is to encourage, develop, and present new plays. And it's really aimed at playwrights. So, it quickly made itself really well known in the area because its flagship program is actually staged readings, which are presented in the summer on selected Wednesday evenings. So that's good. There's a lot of work behind the staging, by the way. They really have an intensive 4-day rehearsal period. They have professional actors work and directors working with the playwright to really make sure that the work is honed. They get it really presented correctly, and then they actually do a fully blocked script in hand stage reading, and that's actually given out to members of the public who go to these things, and then you can stay for a talk back with the playwright, all those type of things. So over the last few years, it's been really successful. They've had even 50 full-length plays have been presented under this summer series. But then in 2016, the Berkshire Playwrights Festival Lab came up with this idea of the Radius Playwrights Festival, which is in the winters. And it's really more to celebrate local talent. The other one is more sort of national. This is actually exclusively for local people. And everyone involved in it, whether they write it or whether they are directing it or whether they are actually acting in it, are locals. So this is the second Radius event. It's going to be over the next, the 26th and the 27th. So you'll have to go to the website for all the details. It's at St. James's Place in Great Barrington. So do check out the full details at the Berkshire Playwrights Lab website.
In Stockbridge, John, the 27th, a couple of different things going on with the Berkshire Botanical Garden.
Yes, well, there are two events, two talks at the Berkshire Botanical Garden on the 27th, which you can start to do your work now for because it takes some time to get set up. It's all about beekeeping. So the first talk is the current state of beekeeping and some organic solutions to building your own hive. That's And Ross Conrad is the person who's going to be giving both these talks. And he's going to be talking about the techniques to reduce stresses on the honeybee health and how to keep these alive. There are all sorts of problems with that. So he's also going to be talking about non-toxic pest control and disease control and habitat creation, all sorts of how to plant for pollinators and proper bee nutrition. And that's all at 10 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, he's going to be back and he's going to be talking about beeswax and how to produce it, how to collect it, how to process it, and all the uses you can have. So if you're a beekeeper or you're thinking of becoming a beekeeper, both of these talks, well, at least one of them, but both of these talks could really be useful and interesting. Now is the time to do it in the middle of winter so you can get yourself set up for the spring. And that's on Saturday, the 27th, and that's, as I say, 10 o'clock in the morning, and then followed up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon as well.
We will move on to Hillsdale, New York, and our good friends at Hillsdale Home Chef.
Yeah, this is a lovely organization, and I mean, the Hillsdale General Stores has made a heck of a difference to Hillsdale, which is really having a bit of a boom at the moment, and their Home Chef store is really putting on a whole series of classes, which are wonderful. This one looks great. It's called Winter Comfort Food, and Louise Roback is going to be teaching people stress-free techniques on how to cook Jewish brisket, pork tenderloin, and butternut squash lasagna. Starts at 11 o'clock. You'll obviously have to sign up for the course if you're doing it, but it's well worth enjoying a good Saturday morning and learning something in that whole area. So great fun.
Next on our list of many events, which I'm surprised we're so busy this time of year, in Wasaic, the Wasaic Project has their mill warming party.
Yes. We love the Wasaic Project. They are really bringing the community together and developing all sorts of art. It's really wonderful. And every year, in the middle of the winter, they have this Wasaic mill warming party. And this is also an opening reception for a show which is called What We Don't Realize When We See Things. So they'll have open studios. There'll be an artist talk. There'll be live music by the Crumpolinos, and that is at the Lantern, just across the road from the mill. And I must say, by the way, the Lantern is one of my wife's favorite places to get pizza. She loves the pizza from the Lantern in Wasaic. The whole event kicks off at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but there'll be your sort of whole, you know, party going on till late at the Lantern on that Saturday, 27th. So do go in, pop in, check out the whole show and enjoy a pizza.
Also on the 27th, Spencertown Academy Arts Center has their annual fundraising party.
Yeah, our local organizations really do need a lot of fundraising, and Spencertown Revels is the way that the Spencertown Academy Arts Center has its fundraiser. And this is, I love these things because they're what they call the movable feasts. So what happens is that you go along on Saturday the 27th at 5:30 to the Academy, which is, you know, beautifully, it's a beautiful building there. And it's going to be all decorated for the event, and then there'll be an opportunity for drinks and conversation and meet all the other people who are attending the various dinner parties. And then what happens is you have your cocktails, you have your hors d'oeuvres, and then you move on to dinners in people's private homes. So you then get a chance to sit down and chat with people and really enjoy, you know, proper conversation and whatever it is. And it's really worthwhile saying why this fundraiser is important, because the Spencertown Academy Arts Centre has been a tremendous boon to Spencertown. It was started in the early 1970s. The whole idea was to become a cultural center and community resource for the town, but it's actually turned out to be really tremendous for Columbia County and the Berkshires as well. And a lot of people may well have seen it as you drive through Spencertown, because it's sort of up on the hill in this tremendous 1850 Greek Revival schoolhouse, something like that. And they do all sorts of things. There's a lot of free, low-cost community arts programs and events. There's concerts, readings. The art exhibits that are tremendous. They're really known also in the summer for their Festival of Books, which takes place over Labor Day weekend and is a long, full event. And they have tens of thousands of books that are for sale, and they have bring in writers, and so the Academy really has served as a tremendous resource for Spencertown and the area. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely worthwhile going along, supporting it, and raising some money for it. So that's Saturday the 27th at 5:30. Obviously, you have to check in well in advance and sign up to join in the fun. So go to the website and you'll be able to buy tickets there.
On the 27th in Redhook, the historic Elmendorf Inn has soup night.
Yeah, well, you got to go. I do enjoy a good homemade soup. And this just sounds like a pleasant evening, really. The Elmendorf Inn, you get to go along, enjoy some homemade soup. And also there's going to be music by Duality, which is J-Trap and Jack DiPietro. And they're going to be performing a whole series of classics from the American pop songbook, plus some of their own compositions as well. It's not going to be a long evening. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and you get to meet your neighbors and friends. It finishes around 8 o'clock in the evening. So that's Saturday, January the 27th, down there in Red Hook at the Elmendorf Inn.
And an interesting Saturday at Mass Mocha, also on the 27th.
Yeah, well, I'm used to talking about sort of really way out avant-garde events at Mass Mocha. This one looks a bit more conventional. And for those people who like Bizet and opera, this could be something for you. It's the mezzo-soprano Alicia Hall Moran is going to be singing some of George Bizet's songs from Carmen. It's a whole musical fantasy for the concert stage. She's going to be joined by the New York City jazz trio Harriet Tubman. So that's at Mass Mocha, 8 o'clock in the evening on Saturday, January the 27th. So if you're a Bizet fan or a Carmen fan, this really could be a great fun evening there at Mass Mocha.
And we'll wrap things up in West Stockbridge on the 28th.
Well, yeah, I saw this and I thought, oh, I wish I was going on a world tour, but I can't afford one and we don't have the time anyway. But on Sunday, January the 28th, in the number 6 Depot Roastery, you can actually do a world tour of coffees. They're getting together four different coffees from four different continents. There's Peruvian Campesina, Bali Blue Moon, they have Kenyan Nyeri, and then from India, they've got the Monsoon Malabar coffees. And of course, you can enjoy their wonderful brunch there in West Stockbridge. But you get to try some really unusual, interesting coffees as well from all around the world. Sounds like a great fun event. Starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning, Sunday, January the 28th, there at number 6 Depot in West Stockbridge.
All right there, Mark. We wrapped up another week. We'll speak to you again next week.
Lovely. I look forward to it. Thanks very much, Marshall.